Throughout the 20 centuries since the birth of Jesus at Bethlehem, the church has never ceased to wonder at the astounding miracle of Christmas. Like the Mother Mary, we have pondered these things in our hearts. Just think, he who encompasses whole worlds is contained in the womb of a virgin. He who is eternal enters the limitations of time. The only begotten Son of the Father from all eternity is literally born again. A spirit by nature, he takes on flesh and becomes a vertebrate. Once clothed in majesty, he is now wrapped in swaddling clothes. The vast reaches of eternity are exchanged for the narrow confines of a cow stable. But really, that is only half the miracle of Christmas. The rest, believe it or not, concerns us. God has brought it to pass that you and I, in a sense, go through the same incredible cycle that his son did. Only in reverse. Just look. We too are born again, the scriptures tell us. Flesh, by nature, we take on spirit. Already endowed with animal, biological life, we assume God's kind of life. Vertebrates enter the family of God. Piddling creatures of time are destined for eternity. Occupants of a mere speck in the cosmic system called Earth are headed for the Father's house, where there are many mansions. So you see, Christmas is the story of two miracles. The miracle of God entering our life, and the miracle of us entering his life. Christmas is a story of two cycles. The cycle of God being born of a virgin and the cycle of man being born of God. A parallelism, perhaps, that is included in that passage all of us have come to love, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. We rise to the Benedictus.